A North Carolina general statute lists protests as one of many events where it's illegal to open carry a firearm. That's not something Bryson City Police Chief Charles Robinson has had to deal with until now. He says a Black Lives Matter march last month was the first protest in Bryson City in more than 100 years. Now his department tries to balance that state statute against the U.S. Constitution.
We try to come to a happy medium to deal with it being a Second Amendment.
This was the case at Saturday's Armed Patriot Rally.
I'm going to try to do something here. Oh, say can you see?
That's Mark Day singing. He and fellow Bryson City resident Patrick Smith organized the event. Day was one of many people who spoke about President Trump.
It takes a businessman to run this country now, not a politician. Go to that table, get registered. That's what's wrong with this country. Part of it is we have sat back too long.
Joining them was Republican candidate Mike Clampett, running to regain District 119 in the State House of Representatives, as well as Robert Lowe and Graham Allen, both of whom are running for Swain County Commissioner.
Where's that woman for Trump flag at? Everyone, give them a hand.
That's Matthew Messon. He says he's part of the local Young Republicans and works for the Trump campaign.
I'll tell you right now, this country needs strong women to stand up for what they believe in, and those women right there are a perfect example, so I say thank you to that.
Organizer Patrick Smith explained that the group chose to keep their guns unloaded. He came to the event with an AR-15, a tactical vest, and a handgun, all unloaded with the clips visible in the pockets of the vest.
I can surely tell you I am one ticked off patriot.
Smith, who's originally from Louisiana, is a detention officer. He says it's time for change in the U.S.
If they don't, things are just going to get worse, and then you're going to see a lot more situations that nobody wants to see. I feel like this is the harmless thing. This is the most harmless manner. If things keep going south, things keep going worse, I'm afraid people are going to start taking these firearms and using them in manners they shouldn't be used.
The North Carolina Security Force 3% were also present at the event. The Southern Poverty Law Center says some 3%er groups have ties to white supremacy. The leader of the statewide militia that came to Bryson City calls himself Captain Infidel. He says many in the group served in the military and drove as much as 6 hours to attend the event. Whoever is second in command, Roger Williams, lives in Asheville and works in security.
We heard this coming on, and it's like I seen the Facebook post and got everybody together and got committed. So we brought what guys could make it today to come out and show our support.
Bryson City Police Chief Charles Robinson says he never heard of the group before the 3%ers let him know that they would be at the event.
It made everything a little bit more uncomfortable. You know, it made things a little bit more stressful. But, you know, we deal with people every day with loaded firearms in this area. That's one thing about Western North Carolina, the South. It seems to be a pretty common thing.
Jennifer Brown was one of about 6 counter-protesters at the rally. Brown is from Bryson City. She says she fully supports the Second Amendment, but does not support the men dressed in military gear.
I think that they're not representing all people. They're only representing their own views, and the military protects us all. The police are here for all of us, and that's what I respect about them.
While there were no arrests at the Bryson City protest, there have been others involving guns. Police in Asheville made arrests for gun possession following 2 separate rallies last month. I'm Lily Knapp, BPR News.